This is Daylight Magazine coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Choose, for the road that leads to life is what we arrived at. Within a pounding chorus, we hear the words of truth, for the knowledge of Him brings the joy and laughter.
Dwelling in the presence of His majesty,
it is liberty.
I'm free to see.
That is where my soul will always long to be.
Brought me to your house of praise.
Oh, da-da-da. Oh, yeah, yeah. He will always answer you when you kneel to pray. God has made it plain that He is the giver, yeah. It may not be in my time, but I know He'll make a way. Cause I'm living in the light of one who delivers. Oh, yes, I am.
Reaching down from heaven, He took the hold of me.
Yes,
so carefully,
oh, yeah, yeah.
He rescued me.
Oh, He rescued me.
No one here has yet been
come on.
Calvary.
Oh, yes, and that is why in faith, pressing on.
King of kings, we praise Your name in everything.
We love
to see You in the sky. We love You, lift You on high.
He's given me the power. He's with me every hour, and made my heart His dwelling place. And Lord, we thank You for Your Son and all the battles won.
Life makes no meaning until you make meaning of your own life. Life is an existence until you find your purpose, then you begin to live. Life's oppositions are determined by your position in life. Life's sacrifices you make are determined by your rise in life. Life's excuses shall always excuse you from enjoying life's best. Life presents you with presence in the present, so live your life in the present. Life mayn't be fair, but it's fair. It's always fair as you reap what you sow. Life's pull and push can make you wise or make you like a fool in the pool. Life begins with a competition. If won, the rest is collaboration and cooperation. Life begins in the soft womb and ends here on earth in the hard wound and tomb. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollarville.
Hello, wonderful people. It is another edition of the Daily Devotional Series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own pastor, Felix Opoku Jemfi. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
We are on lesson number 12, and it is captioned, Back to Egypt. Back to Egypt. And for the whole week's lesson, we'll be going through these memory verses as well. That is Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 17 through 16. Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 17 through 16. Jeremiah chapter 41 through 43. Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. Exodus chapter 16, verse 3. Numbers chapter 16, verse 3. And Jeremiah chapter 44. And for our main text, it is from Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 5. May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sent you to tell us. May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sent you to tell us. Amen. Back to Egypt. Please take us through.
Well, for this week, we are going to explore after Israel had been, or Jerusalem had been laid siege by the Babylonians. They took away the choicest people you can think of, the strong men, and then the youngest and brightest people into captivity, and then leaving children and then the young people, or children and women, back home. Then King Nebuchadnezzar actually appointed another king over the Israelites, and that king was called Gedaliah. So we're going to look at how the whole, the remnant who left behind, what was happening to them, what were their worries, what were their challenges, and how God's mercy at some point may not be there forever. I think that's the main focus of this week's lesson, in the fact that grace is called grace, all right, but grace is given by someone. And if that person decides he's tired, he cannot give you grace again, you can't force him to give it to you. Neither can he force you to get grace. So we're going to look at how, in spite of the destruction, how some of the people who were left behind still were adamant by not changing their minds to follow God in toto. And then we'll also look at how God dealt with them leniently. So that is what the whole week's lesson is about.
Thank you so much for summarizing the whole week's lesson for us. But then, why were they going back to Egypt?
Well, generally, those who were left behind by Nebuchadnezzar were afraid. They were actually afraid of the Babylonians coming back to destroy them. So some were leaving the land, some were running away, if I should say it that way. And the whole caption of the back to Egypt, it's more figurative than literal in the lesson. You would see that if you were to read from the Numbers chapter 16 verse 13, and if you read also from Exodus chapter 16 verse 3, you read about the children of Israel when they got to a place in their journey from Egypt, now we're requesting to go back. So the whole idea is to tell us how, even though we might be at the point of being delivered, we would want to go back to slavery. So back to Egypt is more like a figurative kind of topic, in which he is telling us how, in spite of God's constant warning, the children of Israel wanted to still be under slavery rather than to be under or be in freedom.
But then we could see that everyone wants freedom. And even the earlier lessons told us that when Hananiah came to talk to them, they all wanted to hear of the good news.
Yeah.
But it's the case whereby Jesus Christ has also sent his messenger to talk to them. But then they didn't listen and really wanted to go back where they came from.
Yes.
Why was it so?
No, they wanted to go back because they couldn't trust in what the man of God is saying, if I should say so. That is where you find a mixture of our personality plus faith. And, you know, it comes with a lot of challenges. For what they had witnessed, it takes, deeper faith for you to really come to understand. But that notwithstanding, I think with the prophet telling them whatever that is going to happen, and for it to have come to pass, they should have listened to him at this time, because they had the evidence of what he had prophesied coming to pass. So that should have strengthened their faith. But I believe they were in a state of shock for God's own nation to be destroyed to that extent. I think they were much worried, and that's why they had wanted to get away from the land, so that they would desert it and go to other places where they feel they will get security. And that is what he was trying to tell them, to come back. And many promises that went on. I think as we continue the lesson, you will find out that God then gave them a lot of promises to let them know that if they will stay in the land as the remnant people, he will take care of them.
Thank you so much for taking us through the lesson. Dear friend, if you just joined us, this is Valley View Radio 97.7, and it is our daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own pastor, Felix Opoku-Jenfi, taking us through the lesson captioned Back to Egypt. Beloved, back to Egypt is what we're looking at. And as we have all heard, that even grace is grace because it's given to the undeserving, but it's not forced on anyone. Why must we be willing to accept it? Dear friends, this is what we all have to put in our mindset, that Jesus Christ does not force us to do anything. He gives us our freedom to do whatever we like. But then let's take note that his words are always the best. I believe our pastor has one or two things to tell us.
Well, as we have said, when God wants to give us safety, it doesn't matter how messy our places may be. He still has the power to restore us to our original plan. You may be having a tattered life, wretched one without any hope. If you will be faithful to God, he will continually protect you. He will still give you peace that human hand cannot give. So that is what I would want to encourage all of us with. The children of Israel were facing a time of tumult, very messy, confused state. But in all these, God's promises to, protect them was very steadfast. And all they had to do was to be very faithful to them rather than fear the arm of flesh. But they wouldn't do that. They were just afraid of human beings coming to destroy them than God protecting them. We need to be very careful and trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and He will direct our path and our thoughts and all that we do. Amen.
Amen. It has indeed been a great blessing to us all for listening to this wonderful message that we have in store for you. May the good Lord bless us all. Have a wonderful day.
Blessed Jesus.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of
our praise. He lives in each heartfelt word.
Each note that we sing or things that we bring
make a building of praise for our Lord. God inhabits our praise. He lives in each heartfelt word.
We invite Him inside us, His love to abide
in our building of praise to the Lord.
God inhabits our praise.
God inhabits our praise. He lives in each heartfelt word.
When we give all our heart, He will never depart
from our building of praise to the Lord. God inhabits our praise. He lives in each heartfelt word.
When we lift up His name, His love will remain
in our building of praise to the Lord.
God inhabits our praise.
God inhabits our praise.
My God, inhabit our praise. Lord, live in each heartfelt word.
In this haven of peace, let our anxious thoughts cease. In our building of praise to the Lord. God inhabits our praise. He lives in each heartfelt word.
Each note that we sing, all things that we bring,
make a building of praise for our Lord. God inhabits our praise. He lives in each heartfelt word.
We invite Him inside us, His love to abide
in our building of praise to the Lord.
God inhabits our praise.
Calling for you and
me on the portals, He's waiting and watching. Watching for you.
Dear listener, welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your humble servant, Odrobri Texan, from Valley View University, Level 400. I take this privilege to share with you the Word of God, caption, Be a Hot Christian. Be a Hot Christian. Father Divine, we thank you this time. We thank you for this privilege. We commit our listeners into your hands. We commit these words into your hands. We pray that may you let these words have impact on us. And let us become the doers of this words. In the mighty name Jesus, have we prayed with thanksgiving. The key text is taken from the book of Revelation chapter 3, 14 to 16. That end, to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. Verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. This message applies to all people of God who profess to believe the present truth, in which greater part of us are lukewarm professors. Most Christians of our days pretend to be Christ in the presence of our fellow Christians, in our church places, and where the believers meet. But in our very homes, we are different. In our workplaces, we are different. And must it be so? Must we have that dual character in us? Laodicean does not mean lukewarm, but a people judge. We are living in the time of judgment, and as the Lord looks at his people, he finds the majority are lukewarm, and he desires that they understand their condition. The hot have experienced the new birth and now the necessity of daily living by the Spirit. The cold know they are not in a saving relationship and realize their lost condition. But the lukewarm think they are right with God, not knowing that they are in a lost condition. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, let walk in humble spirit as Christians. Let's walk in humble spirit as Christians. That was the Laodiceans' nature. They were thinking they are okay, they are righteous. When they're talking about holy men, holy women is found among them, or that name belongs to them. As long as they are called Laodiceans, they are partakers of the kingdom of God. So do we have the people in our days. Present Christians, we're thinking we are okay. We are righteous. As long as we go to church, that is all. But let us walk in humble spirit as Christians. Let us be merciful about the good service Christians must offer. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, accepted to God, which is your reasonable service. The verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We must live as Christians. We must behave as Christians. We must love one another as Christ did. We must live as Christ taught his disciples, so that our lives will not be different from those of the early Christians. It is by these that we can become partakers of the kingdom of heaven. It is my wish and prayer that as these words continue to ring in our hearts and mind, it will have impact on us. It will strengthen us for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will prepare you and I for his coming. It will prepare you and I for his soon coming. That when the days are no more and he's in. Because his words, because we gave in for his words to guide us, because his words led us, we will all not be found wanting before him. This time we thank the Lord Almighty for this words. Father, we thank you this words that has come to us. It is our prayer that you help us to go by them, to live by them, to lead others to know you for your soon coming. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.